Hi everyone, my name is Don C. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you today, but your region board asked me to put together a little recorded introduction to the intergroup renewal subject you're going to be talking about at your meeting today. This is not going to be fancy. We're recording this on an iPhone in a hotel room at convention in Boston, and I'm going to be basically reading from a script, but forget about the form and concentrate on the words. So, as I said, my name is Don C. I'm a compulsive eater and a food addict. I've been in OA 34 years, recently celebrated 32 years abstinence, maintaining about 180 to 185 pound weight loss now for about 30 years. OA saved my life, literally, and I want the fellowship to stick around for a long time to help others like myself. I have a lot of years of giving back at the group, intergroup, region, and world service levels. In fact, since I retired in 1997, OA service has been my primary activity. I have facilitated approximately 30 or so weekend step study retreats over the years in the US and Canada. I've attended 12 or so WSBCs. I've been involved in the writing or revising of lots of OA literature, including the 12 and 12, which myself and eight others are working on right now. And particularly relevant, I guess, for this project, I have chaired five intergroups in New York, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania. I'll mention in passing, because there is some relevance here, that my background in the corporate world before retirement was management consulting and organizational development and long-range planning. When I came into OA in 1982, it was booming. Meetings were large. Enthusiasm was high. Our numbers were steadily growing. Today, all my experience, surveys I've taken and OA has taken, and discussion with hundreds of members across the US and Canada leads me to feel that the trend has in fact reversed. I first concluded there was a reversal in the mid-90s, even made a presentation, as I recall, at the Region 6 Assembly about the issue. My conclusion then, and now, is that any turnaround at the grassroots level will not happen unless it's led by intergroups. Regions and world service are basically invisible to the average member. In 1997, at retirement, I stepped up to my first intergroup chair position. The intergroup consisted of three people. Within a couple of years, we had 15 to 20 at every one of our intergroup meetings. The process I used to lead that rebuilding went with me to four more intergroups as my wife and I moved to new locations for career reasons. In 2012, an officer in Region 7 approached me with a request. She said, "Whatever you're doing is obviously working. You have to tell other intergroups how to do this. How do you do this? We want you to pull all our intergroups in the region together for a weekend so that you can explain your renewing process." Well, that was the beginning of what I have now done with dozens and dozens, actually, of intergroups across the U.S. in several different regions. Let me say a few words about some of the modules in this intergroup officers training program that you guys are going to be talking about today. First of all, most important thing, perhaps, is the changing of the mission. So, intergroup's mission. At the heart of this renewing process that I'm talking about is the transformation of an intergroup from a predominantly administrative organization to one whose top focus is on education and training, providing opportunities for members to strengthen their personal recovery. From my perspective, everything in OA begins with personal recovery. More members in recovery equals more sponsors in service, equals more attracting and retaining newcomers, equals OA growth, equals carrying our message to more suffering compulsive eaters. And after all, that's why we exist, Tradition 5, to carry the message to still suffering compulsive eaters. Strengthening OA begins with helping individual members strengthen their own personal recovery. Intergroups, by their very nature, are in the best position to create activities that do just that. In this model that I'm talking about, intergroup restructures and reprioritizes its activities to become more of an education and training organization that supplements sponsorship. We create opportunities for members to help themselves. Miracles happen, after all, when people put themselves in a position to receive them. Inner groups can help them do that. This is a program of attraction, and that includes inner group. Lack of participation in inner group means that members are saying it's not worth their time. Transforming inner group into an organization whose first priority is training and education and helping people recover increases its usefulness to members and meetings. When member usefulness becomes an inner group's main product, there's no problem attracting people in recovery to do this kind of helpful service. If you build it, they will come, as the slogan from the old movie said. Another module here is recruiting, an important one, I think. I call it targeted recruiting. As many inner groups have learned, people do not step forward in response to general appeals for service. But people in recovery will always heed a specific, clearly defined opportunity with a beginning and an end. Few volunteer, but many say yes when asked. Every member is a part of intergroup from my perspective, whether they attend intergroup meetings or not. Our training and education resource base is, in fact, all members who are working the program. That is, people who will chair or co-chair or speak at events or write articles or train new sponsors or lead step study workshops or plan a reading workshop or put together a training or newcomer video. Your resource base is all of the members that you have in all of your area. These people can come from your local membership or perhaps from other geographic areas. In the case of speakers, for example, at training workshops, bring in people from wherever you need to. Inner groups with leadership can mobilize this resource base to strengthen OA and ensure it's still here for the next generation. Where do we begin? In our personal 12-step recovery, we learn that the change process is awareness, acceptance, and action. It's no different with reviewing an inner group. First comes awareness, and that starts with a searching and fearless intergroup inventory, using OA's guide. This raises awareness of everyone associated with intergroup that, one, it's not doing everything it could do to help members strengthen their recovery in their meetings. Two, it is not really helping keep OA strong and growing. And three, it is not really spreading the word to still suffering compulsive eaters. Tradition five, that's the only reason we exist. The second step in raising awareness and the real beginning of mobilizing all our member resources is a member survey. We tell our membership the results of our intergroup inventory, and then through the member survey questions, we ask them to tell us what they most need to help their own recovery. The results of these two devices, an intergroup inventory and a member survey, set the intergroup action plan for the coming year, all of which is communicated, of course, to the membership. We have asked members how they can help, how we can help. They have replied, and now that means we have to deliver. When we recruit members to help with specific projects, most are ready to help. Why? Because they have been involved. They have some ownership in this project. A word about goals. Goals and strategic and operating plans. Strategic typically means long range. Operating plans typically means current year. Pain inspires action, as we know in the steps. Hope inspires action. Dreams inspire action. And clearly, goals inspire action. They give us a destination. They keep everyone focused on the same objective. Without goals, an intergroup is adrift. Clear goals are critical to converting an intergroup into a proactive rather than a reactive organization. Strategic goals are long range. Here's an example of strategic goals that I've used in all of the intergroups that I've chaired. They appear on every intergroup meeting agenda so that we can stay focused on why we're here. We don't discuss or undertake anything that is not related in some way to these clearly stated strategic goals. There are seven of them. One, help members strengthen their personal recovery. Obviously, the most important one, as we've been discussing. Two, increase the number of sponsors. Three, increase the number of newcomers. Four, increase the retention of newcomers. 5, help those in relapse. 6, inspire people to do more service. And 7, increase outreach activities, especially to healthcare professionals. Those are goals I think worthy of any intergroup. And if you hold to those, you will find that you are doing things that help people and that attracts people because they want to be helpful. Anybody in recovery knows that they need to help in order to hold on to their own. With these clearly defined strategic goals, we're now ready to establish action plans. That is, specifically define what projects or activities we will undertake to achieve the goals. That gets us into things, for example, like training workshops on any of the 12 steps, developing a plan of eating, sponsor training, speaker banks, quick step studies, retreats, website educational videos or video testimonials. Those are all the things I just mentioned are real examples from my own experience. A final word on leaders, leaders of this intergroup transformation. Leaders have to be before they can do. I'll say that again. Leaders have to be before they can do. Leaders are trusted servants that organize and energize. They need to model physical, emotional, and spiritual recovery. In my experience, strong recovery is the first requirement of leadership. People follow trusted servants who are examples. Role modeling is a big factor in leading, facilitating, getting cooperation, and most importantly, attracting people to intergroup. Humility, gratitude, self-respect, confidence is everything. In summary, there's nothing really complicated about this approach that we're talking about here. At its core is a proactive intergroup that gives highest priority to providing more opportunities for people to work on strengthening their personal recovery. Everything flows from increased numbers in recovery. More sponsors, more outreach, more attraction, more retention, and OA growth, of course. Intergroup provides the opportunities. Willingness, of course, is up to members. The side effect of intergroup becoming a more valuable, useful, and relevant organization is that it attracts people who want to help. In the process of helping others, intergroup helps and rebuilds itself. Sound familiar, of course? No different than our own personal recovery. We give to receive. So that's a little introduction to what I call intergroup renewal. You're going to be hearing more about this in your upcoming meetings today. I love OA. It saved my life and gave me a life. I'm going to do whatever I can to keep it healthy and growing, and selfishly, I guess, available to my grandchildren and great-grandchildren in case they need it. I hope all of you will do the same. Thanks for asking me, Region 1.